Back on Downtown on a Tuesday afternoon, and it's time for Message in the Bottle, brought to you by Bangor Wine and Cheese Company, 86 Hammond Street in downtown Bangor. Change indeed in the air as we welcome in Eric Meehan. Hello.
Hello. How's everybody out there in Radioland? I hope well. It's turned from a crummy day to a nice day, which is awesome. I didn't realize it was going to be raining this morning, nor did Greta, by the way, when we went out at 5 a.m. or whatever. She was
not a fan, I assume.
So that's nice. No. She, as people may recall, she came to us from the hurricanes in Puerto Rico. So I think she's anti-weather.
I think I found my spirit animal in Greta.
That's right. That's right. I think a lot of us did. Yeah, she's definitely someone you look at and you're like, why do dogs have it figured out so much better than we do? They do. At least she does. She's good. Even stole my comfy seat on the couch this morning. But anyway, as you said, yes, change is in the air. Not just for you folks at Zone Radio, but for us here at Bangor Wine, for anybody who didn't see the announcement yesterday, which would be understandable because Eric quickly found out the limitations of his social media savvy as he was trying to put out the announcement. But yes, Christine and I had been approached not long ago, to be honest. This was all very unplanned, but delightful that someone local who we already had a wonderful longstanding relationship with, which is Annie Cutler, for anybody who hadn't heard. She's been a longtime member of the day. I think I first got to know her when she was a member of the Fusion crowd. She's going to do a fantastic job. But they approached us and they said, hey, we'd like to consider buying the store. And Christine and I said, okay, I think maybe it's time for a fresh set of eyes to be on this place and new vision. But just so everybody knows, it's not going to really change the overall feel of the place. There's going to be just some added things. She's talked a lot about bringing in some nice cookware and things like that. It's sort of, if people are familiar with some of the other places like Rooster Brothers in Ellsworth, which I know is also, by the way, for sale in case anybody's looking to do something like this. I think that, from every discussion we've had, it's going to be a tremendous rebirth of a store that's been around for 25 years now, or soon to be. It's one of those things, as I know a lot of people probably can identify with, as you sort of get on in your careers and you're sometimes reminded that, do you even have an end game? And no, we didn't.
I know that feeling.
All of a sudden. Yeah. And it's very, my wife is currently, one credit away from getting her master's of business. And at some point about 6 months ago, she kind of came home and said, we were studying, end games of business. And honey, we don't even have one. And she was right. and we didn't, but one presented itself. And so that's the story. So everybody knows just the finer details of it. We will be closing up at 2:00 on the 31st. Of December, and they're going to keep the store closed for a couple weeks while they do some minor renovations and changes to everything, and then open up, I assume, as soon as they can. Something that I just announced, by the way, and I'll just put it out there, is any gift certificates that have been written this year, and I know certain people who have been buying them recently kind of were concerned, and I respect that. Anything written in 2024, gift certificate-wise, will be accepted by the new ownership, so please don't worry about that. If you have something written before 1/1/24, as it were, we will be accepting those up until December 31st at 2, and after that, they will no longer be valid. So that's just good to get out there. But aside from that, it's business as usual here. Come on in, and I'm here to help. I mean, I'd like to put my 20-plus years of knowledge to use for you a couple more weeks now, and then I've already started putting up my feelers for my next chapter, be it in wine or not. But
I'm telling you, still, I believe the way to go is you and I to host the Disgruntled Giant Fans podcast.
But we don't have room for that many hosts. I don't know if there is a gruntled Giants fan at this point. I guess the only reason I am semi-gruntled is that I know that soon either Travis Shador or a bevy of draft picks will be on the way to fill the hole in my life left by my favorite Dookie. And I won't spell that for you.
No, thank you for that.
No.
But it works both ways.
It really does. So that's that. So in my last, I've agreed to join Rich. I guess it's going to be a party on December 31st, which would be my last Tuesday and his last Tuesday. So I'm gonna jump in the studio there for some fun with everybody. It sounds like it's going to be a fun reunion.
We're burning down the house. Come on in.
Burn it, literally burn down the house.
No. Let the authorities know. No.
No. That's all a lie. It's a figure speech. But I did want to just sort of add in my last 2 cents on this wonderful time of year and the fact that everybody's, I'm sure, going to be giving and receiving, just like I did at Thanksgiving, just to remind everybody that, you know, this is all about the fact that you actually want to give and that you want to just be generous. And I think especially now when the world sort of seems haywire, I think just simple kindness of wanting to give is quite enough. So don't be afraid of what you give. Just be proud in the fact that you are. And that said, I will just quickly remind everybody, because we are going to be heading into the new year, so bubbles are on people's mind, I just want to remind everybody that Champagne is from the region of Champagne in France, and that there's a lot of other wines made in the same style as Champagne that are just as awesome and don't have quite the price per name margin. We have all those wonderful things. We have wonderful Proseccos and everything else that you would want to bring to a New Year's party, and so I do invite you to all to pop in and do that. And aside from that, if there's any special requests that I can fulfill one last time for you all in terms of bubbles or anything else, please give us a ring or send me an email at bangalorewine@gmail.com. And we'll try to do that and make your new year bright. And I guess in the meantime, I just wanted to say, I don't even have any idea how many years I've been doing this the show. But
I don't either. I was trying to. It's been. I think it's got to be a dozen anyway, right?
At least. I remember when you hit your 10,000th show, and I was like at one point I was like your something 2,000th guest or something. It was silliness. But I just want to say, it's been such a pleasure. So, I will talk to you all. It sounds like in 2 weeks when we're all. Figuratively, burning down Zone Radio one last time. And if anybody catches me doing something that I've long wanted to do, which is climbing up that tower, do me a favor and just say, hey, buddy, not today.
We'll talk you down. Don't you worry. And seriously, thank you so much for everything. You've done all your contributions to the show for all these years. That's been great, but also getting to know you and count you as a friend has been even better. So thanks for all of that.
Ditto from here. I will talk to you. I will see you all in the store, and then I will talk to you all when the debauchery ensues in 2 weeks.
Excellent. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, and we'll see you on the 31st.
Cheers to you, sir, and everyone out there. Bye-bye.